Garth Frazell has been a city councillor since 2008. He is currently the chair of Finance and Audit Committee at the City of Prince George. The city is currently asking for feedback from the community on city budget priorities via an online survey. Councillor Frazell, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Well, real pleasure, Kate. Thanks for inviting me onto the show.
So perhaps you can tell me just a little bit about the survey to start off.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really important for us to get feedback from the community on what the priorities are during a normal year. And what we mean by that is we have a lot of expenses from snow clearing to sidewalks to pools, parks, recreation, bylaw services. And all of those range of services are things that are funded by your tax dollar. So in a regular year, what we want to do is find out what the priorities are. And to do that, we traditionally would have a written survey and ask the public to give us numbers, like on a scale of 1 to 9, how do you rate this service or that? And now we've got a little bit more sophisticated opportunity. And what we've been doing the last few years with City Budget is giving a series of slider bars on an online site so that you can see, based on how much you would pay in a normal year on taxes, how you can shift the money inside of a city budget. And if you want to increase your taxes, here's the additional services you get. If you want to decrease your taxes, where would you want to take it away? And based on all of these individual pieces of feedback during a normal year, we'd be able to come back with a really good picture of what the general population of Prince George would want to do. Now, that's during a normal year. During a pandemic, everything's changed. And there's a lot of uncertainty in the air of where the public's priorities lie. Well, it's more important than ever to get that feedback, to go in, consult with the people who are paying taxes on where their priorities, what they want the priorities to be for City Council. And that's the profound piece. We've been really hoping that there was going to be solid response from the public and that we would get at least as many responses in a pandemic year as we got during a regular year.
And is it looking like you'll have the same kind of engagement this year as years past?
No, actually, we're in early days, and it looks in early days it was just looking like at least twice as much response as during a normal year. So we're really delighted. And we're thinking that if there's this much response now, if we can just amplify that message and get the public going to the site, then we can get as much feedback as possible.
And there is just one day left for people to complete the survey as of us taping this interview. How are you getting the message out there? How are people finding out about the survey?
Well, our communications department at the city blasted it out in the early days, and they've been putting out social media that's targeted towards people in Prince George, trying to get that message out wherever we can. Now, each of the councillors has also, with their different social media channels, they've been promoting it out to the people who follow them and to their contacts as well. So, you know, in a city the size with 75,000 population, whether you're in social media or watching print media or listening to radio shows like this, your opportunity is to hear about this and then jump online and get that feedback in.
Do you worry about how representative the survey will be, considering, limited access to internet or some of the other resources you just mentioned for people in more rural areas, unhoused or unstably housed people, folks experiencing marginalization, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, that's the challenge. I mean, the survey isn't going to be perfect. It's not scientific. It's just a sampling. And the more people we get, the better the sample is and the more representative it is. But you're right. It's not going to capture a full, rich picture like a properly scientifically run study would be. This is just a flavor, but it's a really helpful flavor for us, and it gives us an indicator. It's not as solid as a scientific study would be, but it gives us a good sense of what the public wants.
So, could you give us a sense of how this survey or other surveys like it in the past have factored into the conversation about the budget? What weight is put on them versus, say, other modes of civic engagement or, you know, balancing the needs of business associations, other stakeholders?
Sure, yeah. The last 6 years since Mayor Hall came in, we've been focused on a very structured approach to community consultation. We've had events like Talktober, where in the past we would go out into the community and have face-to-face meetings. This time it was virtual. So again, not perfect, but what we do with the information is take it back. And right now, as we're speaking, we're getting our budget plans together for 2021. Now, what we have to make decisions on is how much of the resources are going to go into snow clearing, protective services, and all those different things that a city provides. And if there is a chance to move some of those operational funds around, well, then we've got to have a good picture of what the public wants. And that's where we turn to. We'll go back and say, hey, there's some evidence from city budget that people want more emphasis put on roads this year, or there's more emphasis on maybe safety in the downtown. They're all just clues to the puzzle, but it's better to have more information and know the restrictions of what that information is, but better to have more information so you can make as well-informed a decision as you can.
And the categories you just mentioned, some of them, do you find them to be pretty comprehensive? Is that something you spent some time thinking about, or is it designated by the program? Because I did notice there was no mention of COVID costs, for example.
Oh, yeah. So there's definitely emerging issues that we have to deal with every year. And we have some contingency built in. So, no, this is the broad strokes of the different departments and the major categories of services that a city provides. And, yeah, every year there's going to be some emerging issues. In particular, the COVID year has changed everything. Our revenues are significantly down, like $1 million per month. Our revenues are down. And for our city, that's significant. If we hadn't found other ways to either trim the budget or to get support from federal government, which we did, then we could be looking down the barrel of a 1% increase in taxes per month that the pandemic stayed. Now, that's ridiculous. That's impossible. And particularly as we go into 2021, we can't consider doing a massive tax increase. So, yeah, we're having to go through a whole series of considerations on cutbacks. We closed all the civic facilities just in March and April, as we got into the worst of the start of the pandemic. Now, we reopened some of them in September, but not all. And we're having to make these really tough choices. So it's more important than ever to get as much feedback as we can. You can never know what's on the minds of every citizen, but you can try to get as rich a picture as possible.
Yeah, one of the things that struck me, because you're given kind of this overview of how responses have looked so far when you finished the survey, which is a pretty cool feature. One of the things that struck me was the average weight given to the importance of service areas was approximately the same in most categories, with public transit and corporate services rating the lowest. What do you make of that? Why don't people want buses?
Well, I don't know that it means that people don't want buses, and sometimes the language might be difficult, but, you know, it might mean that the people responding may not be bus riders. It might, I'm not sure. I'm going to have to dig into the data when we get a full piece, so I probably shouldn't speculate yet. But what I
it's
can
hard
say
not
is
to
that when the final results come in, yeah, we're going to be digging deep into the data to try to understand as close as possible what it means.
I guess I was going to ask you, have you seen any surprises in the data that's emerged so far? But we'll wait until after the final tally is done and the survey is closed to ask that question. One of the interesting aspects is kind of a comment on the police services portion of the budget. When you're discussing the budget, and you touched on this a little bit already, do civil engagements kind of outside the parameters of City Hall factor into those conversations? I'm thinking like the Black Lives Matter protest or backlash against police brutality. Do those factor into the conversations about the budget?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a big benefit of having a subnational level of democracy. The idea that we're electing our leaders locally is because those leaders are plugged into the community and we see what's going on and we feel it. And these are unlike say the province or the federal government. We are doing the governing in the community we live. So absolutely. The day-to-day meetings that you have, the talks on the streets and the emails. It all has such an impact. With our families, as we go to go shopping, you don't turn off being a city councilor or a mayor. You're always on, and you always get the opportunity to pull in that feedback. So, of course, it factors into our decisions and our discussions as much as social media or surveys do, too. We have to always try to be drinking in as much of that information and filtering it and trying to make sure that we're making as good a decision as we can.
Great. So the survey is open again until November 8th. And Councillor Frizzell, how else can people communicate their needs, wants, thoughts on the city budget?
Well, all of council have contact information on the city webpage, www.princegeorge.ca. Just go to council and we have our email there. We have our phone there. We're up till COVID, we were always eager to meet for cups of coffee too, and that's certainly still a possibility. Letters, email, social media, whatever method is the most effective for you, from phone calls to face or mask to mask, which is more preferred. Just reach out. That's the key. Don't be shy.
Great. Thank you again for your time. I really appreciate it. And if you ever decide to start up your radio show again, you let us know.
Oh, thank you, Kate. That's really generous. I'm really I'm eager to hear more about the grant that you got. So if we can keep in touch by email, I'd really enjoy that.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that too.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.